Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And as usual, we will be taking callers with a single question on any topic within their life. And please make your questions one-part questions only here on Psychic Talk Radio. As an announcement for today, we have a special that if you book before 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 1 hour away, if you book before the end of the show on Psychic Talk Radio for a $15, 15-minute reading, then you will receive a full half an hour. Yes, that is right. We are doing a $15 special for a one-half-hour reading. If you book your appointment or you make the payment for this reading before the end of today's show. We're going to go ahead and start taking our callers here momentarily. Just bear with me, and I'm going to refresh my browser for my switchboard, and I'll be able to bring you on there. All right, our first caller for today is under the area code 910. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Hello, caller, by area code 910, you are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good, fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good. Please say your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Anna, and I'm calling from Tennessee. This is my second time calling into the show. I want to bring retirement into my consciousness in 2012.
Yeah.
Can you give me a date on that, please?
Okay. Let's see here. I am actually feeling that this will be happening, and I'm seeing the 19th and the 20th of January for some reason, so I feel that this is when it's going to unfold a little.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
Well, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 410. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Anna calling from Maryland.
Yes, hello, Anna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. My boyfriend and I broke up this morning. He moved out, so I'm just wondering if you see us getting back together or is this the final.
Okay. I need his first name only, please.
Thomas.
Thomas. Okay. Give me one moment. I'm going to tune in. All right. When it comes to you and Thomas, I believe that this is not the last that you are going to have heard from him or have seen him. I feel that he will be coming back around and trying to once more communicate with you. However, I feel that even then, he seems to be very, very much still withdrawn emotionally. And I feel it's a part of him that knows he still wants this relationship, But there's also a lot of this fear that I'm sensing in him. And I'm seeing that right now he's in the kind of mental state that he wants to be able to have his cake and eat it too. I don't want to say he's going through a midlife crisis, but it's sort of like something very similar to one from what I'm sensing.
Okay.
I'm also seeing that there's been another individual in his life that has been quite a bit of a bad influence. And I do not see that lasting for very long. Now, I can tell you that with the way I see he has treated you and with the way that things have transpired between the two of you, if you do decide to, once he returns, go forward with this relationship, it will take quite a while for him to earn your trust back, and there would always be a little bit of a seed of resentment towards what he has already put you through. Okay?
Okay. And as far as your readings that are available, I mean, that you just mentioned, are you doing those tonight, or...
I would actually, what I'm doing is I'm getting people in to book them tonight before the end of the show, meaning you go online, you make the payment. Then I will be calling you tonight, and I will be either scheduling you in for that reading for tonight or for tomorrow.
Okay. I'll probably get a reading with you then.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. We're going to be moving on to our next caller momentarily while I refresh my browser. Please bear with me momentarily. Okay, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 416. And hello, caller, how you doing today? Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Kimberly. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes, hello, Kimberly. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good.
And
how may I help you?
I was just looking at the new year, and really my focus is work, my work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
My
here.
Dream,
give
but
me,
my work, yeah.
Yeah. Give me one moment. I will tune in. Wow. You have a lot of psychic static around you. You have some pretty good gifts here. I'm just got to sift through this a little bit, that's all.
Sure.
Okay. When it comes to the coming year, your calling, your career, your work, it actually looks to be taking off within the first 2 weeks of January. Okay, and that's when you're going to start to see it happening, but the major improvements will be happening in February as well as March, okay?
Beautiful.
And I feel that there's, like, are you missing something? Is there, like, something you're missing when it comes to this? Because I see what you are missing with this, being able to put it all together to get it to go really good. That's going to be just appearing out of nowhere, out of thin air.
Beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Which is quite unusual, but it's pretty cool. All right.
Unusual times.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I also feel for you that you have been on a level of ascension quite a bit lately. And I'm seeing this ascension happening for you here very well. I'm seeing this spiritual ascension. Are you aware of the new diamond planet that was discovered here?
No, I am not.
Okay. I want you to research the diamond planet that was discovered. I don't think we really have a name for it yet. It's a lot larger than Jupiter, so they claim. I believe that one of the things that's playing into the spiritual ascension with people with the, you know, the ascended, how do we say, the sentient beings, the light ones, the light workers here. This planet is helping us with that ascension. And I'm seeing that this planet is helping you with your ascension here.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So I do suggest looking that up because this one, it really seems to be calling towards you. So I just wanted to let you know that. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'll look that up, yes.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Happy New Year, happy holidays to everyone out here listening and calling into our show. Unfortunately, for those of you in our chat room today, we are not taking chat questions, and our chat co-host is absent because of the holiday and sort of her birthday celebrations. So if she does stop in, it's only going to be briefly for a moment, probably. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller momentarily here. Just have to go through my switchboard, as you may know now, and make sure that I'm seeing this correctly. All right, our next caller for today is area code 951. And you are first 3760. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. This is Donna.
Who is this?
Donna. My name is Donna.
Oh, hello, Donna. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Great. And how may we help you?
I was wondering if I can if there's going to be any changes happening for the new year. Is that
okay.
The broader question?
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I want you to narrow it down a little bit for me because there's a lot coming through with love, finances, health.
Okay, let's do the love. Yeah, love
been...
is kind of fun.
Yeah, okay. I am seeing here that there's been a lot of struggle for you in the romance department, okay? And it seems like every time a guy comes in that's of interest for you, that this guy just seems to not have his act together at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And I'm feeling that that's about to change in the new year.
Oh, good. Is somebody new then, or?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Oh, yes, okay. There is definitely somebody new. And this person is going to be so much, much more better for you. And aspect, they're going to have, you know, pretty much not all, but most of their ducks in a row here. Mm-hmm. And I feel that they're going to be pretty stable. No real ties to the past. So it looks good to me.
Any clues to how I would recognize him?
Well,
okay, yeah,
we're only doing one question per caller today and
that's
one per question only.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, good. That gives me something to look forward to. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 404. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I know you know who this is. This is your fabulous co-host.
Oh, I thought I'd just pull it in like
your
caller today.
Happy New Year to you all. Unfortunately, I can't be in the chat room because I am still continuing my birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Adam?
Going pretty well, Loie. How are you doing over there for your birthday?
I do have a question for you. Can you tell me when the ladybugs will move out of my corner in my room?
Oh, they're going to stay for a little while longer. They'll be gone after the new year.
They will be in about end of January, you think, or when?
I believe that it should be right around the middle of January, actually, to about the end. So anywhere between middle to the end of January. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any messages from my angels? Oh my God.
Hey, one part questions only? No, you're a co-host. You can get away with it. All right, let's see here. Well, we know we've been waiting on something very important, though, and you know what this is. Well, I feel that the answer will come back in a positive, okay? And yes, it will be for the full. In full is the message here. And you're not going to like this, but I keep saying you got to dust off the altar.
Are you serious?
That's the message,
Bill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's coming up again.
Oh, man. All right. Guess I'll do that.
Yeah.
I thought I did.
I know you did, but it appears to me that they're trying to tell me it's like kind of it's gotten bad again.
Bye.
I don't know. I feel like maybe she's messing with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go look at it and see. Well, it has been like a couple weeks I've cleaned it, so I do need to clean it probably just to dust it up. But I did do the deep cleaning on it like before my cousin came last week.
Yeah. Well, I'm just feeling that, but okay. Okay.
All right. We got callers?
Yeah, we got some callers here in the queue. And
Can I call the next caller with you?
Yeah, you can stay on.
All right, cool.
All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 501. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name
Adam,
and where you're calling from.
This is Lisa in Arkansas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hi, Adam.
And
yes, I had a follow-up question. I talked to you the other night, and I just wanted to ask you another follow-up question about Dave. I apologize. I just wasn't sure what you said about when I might hear from him.
Okay, let's see here. I believe you will hear from him in the next couple of days. It may even be tonight from what I'm feeling.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a couple of days from the time that I spoke to you to about a few days, so anywhere from 2 to 3 days. But I'm feeling like it's either going to be tonight or in the next couple of days. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
All right. Our next caller who's coming in today is going to be under the area code 631. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller by area code 631.
Oh, hi.
You are live. Hello, how are you? And please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Ann. I'm from New York. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you doing today?
Oh, okay. I was just listening in, actually. But
okay. Well, would you like to ask a question?
I guess I can ask a follow-up question to I spoke to few days back or last week, maybe it was, about someone named Nigel I was seeing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a casual thing. We saw each other again since I spoke to you, and it was kind of nice when we were together, but sometimes he just, I don't know, he sends me some strange emails sometimes.
Of course.
I want to know what that's about. Like, where is he coming from with that? What is he trying to achieve? Or is there something that he his hiding that he needs to tell me that he doesn't feel comfortable telling me. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let's see here. You know, I feel that he's on the verge of kind of like coming forward and committing a little bit more to this. I feel that he is holding back some emotion and not really. He's like struggling a little bit with communication and communication of his emotions here. But I don't see anything really major that he's hiding at this point.
Okay, so you don't feel that there's some kind of thing about himself that he's not comfortable sharing, or?
No, I'm not sensing that right now.
Okay. Is it just some of these things just leave me wondering? It's all the reason why I'm asking.
I understand. Well, I thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. I'd like to stay and listen, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 562. And hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Steve, California.
Hello, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Lolita. How the heck are you?
You're doing good. You need to be. I know it's warm out there.
Yes, it is. I was just listening.
Nice.
I really have a question.
Okay, Steve. That's cool. Well, we thank you for listening, and I'll put you back on
hold. On.
Huh?
You gotta ask a question, Steve.
Oh, God. Okay.
Ask a question. I need to hear you, Steve. Come on now.
Do you see a new relationship for me?
Is there what? I didn't hear that.
I said, do you see a new relationship for me?
Okay, Steve. Give me one moment. Yep. Okay. Answer is yes, there is a new relationship coming around the corner for you. And this opportunity appears to be coming somewhere between the, okay, let me get a idea in this timeline a little better here. All right, anywhere between the 24th of January to about the 1st or 2nd of February. So it's a little bit of a lengthy timeline, but that does give you a good idea as to when that should flow in. And I feel this happening in a event-type setting that you're going to meet this individual. Okay?
Okay.
So it looks good to me.
Does it seem like it's locally?
Does look local, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Adam. I'd like to stay on and listen. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Bye, Steve. Happy New Year. I'm surprised you're not out and about right now in the state of California. What are you doing?
Been there, done that. I'm just having a quiet night at home.
Hey, I do want to tell you, though, I really appreciate you being like a faithful follower. I'm happy about that. So thank you for actually listening to every show of ours. So thank you very much for that.
Hey, weren't you supposed to be on yesterday?
Yes, we were.
Okay. All right, you're here now. That's all that matters.
Yes, we are back.
You're back.
We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties, and
the
last two shows we were supposed to do. Huh?
That never happened at Blog Talk, ever.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I'll put you back on hold so you can listen.
Bye, Steve. Happy New Year, hon.
Bye-bye, Lo.
All right. And, hey, Lo, does Samina have a question for today?
Samina, would you like to answer a question? She's right here. I don't know. Do you have any messages for me?
Ooh, okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Today's kind of a whimsical, fun show, too. All right, yes, there is a message coming in, Samina, and this is from your person on the other side. We know who this is, okay? And they're trying to tell you that, have you still had problems trying to find that publisher?
Yeah, we haven't quite found one yet.
Okay. They're trying to work on that for you. They're trying to tell you that they're working on it and that they have one in mind right now, and they're trying to use that one to bring this about, to try and get this going. But they're really happy with the work that you've done on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy with it, too.
Oh, yeah. And they're trying to let you know that they're very proud of you for doing this. And they're very happy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And then the other message that comes through is that the, not this latest one, but the one before, the new guy that you had just met, well, he seems to be a little bit, not standoffish, but more so like you haven't heard from him lately. Yeah. I feel that he's going to be coming around, and he's a good opportunity.
Okay. Which one? The one that I just met in Canada?
Not the one you met tonight, but the one before it.
Oh, the one in Canada. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks good.
What did you say?
All right. It looks good to me. Mhm.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lo, you still with us here?
Yeah, one more caller, and then I'm going to go back because I'm freezing. I've been out here in the cold.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Our next caller is under area code 562. Hello, caller. Please state your name and the area you're calling from.
I was ordering on Adam. It's Steve.
Hi. Sorry. Let me go ahead and put you back on mute here. All right. Our next caller now should be caller under area code. All right. Well, it looks like we have Ashiao A.
Hello,
caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ashiao. And I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Ashiel.
Wow.
How may we help you?
Do you see any relationship coming up for me?
Okay, Ashiel, give me one moment and I will tune in for you.
Sure.
As a side note, I had just now made the product for the $15 for 30-minute reading available on our website over at housepsychic.com. I'm going to go ahead and tune in now for you, Ashiel.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. It's been like a desert when it comes to your love life lately.
Yeah.
And boy, has this been painful. I'm going to tell you that there is a blossoming situation coming up in your life for your love. And this will be happening somewhere between the 3rd to the 9th of January, okay? A lot of people seem to be getting their love in January here. But the 3rd and the 9th of January are the two times, like in between those dates, is when I'm seeing this opportunity, this new opportunity coming into your life. And this person is blonde-haired, okay? Not extremely tall, like 6'7", 6'9", but I'm looking at someone that's probably between 5'9 to about 6 feet, okay? And I'm seeing this individual as someone that is very physically in tune, not like this whole big, you know, macho building muscle thing, but very in tune, very in shape, okay? And this person is a professional, okay, and works in a major corporation. I feel it's somewhere in advertisement or something to do with like networking, like they're top on the line, you know what I mean? And I feel this individual, you're going to be meeting them by accident. Somehow, it's like I see you bumping into this person.
Okay.
And then that's how it's going to happen.
Okay. Sounds good. Between the 3rd and the 9th of January.
Yes, that's correct.
Give me your website again. You said I didn't get it.
The website is howpsychic.com. Okay.
Get in touch with you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Another great caller. All right. Thank you, Will.
Bye, you guys. Happy New Year to all you guys. And make 2012 your spiritual journey to enlightenment so you can be successful in everything that you want because it actually starts within you. So many, many blessings to all of you guys out there that are listening and take advantage of that $15 special for half hour. And we look forward to speaking with all of you guys next year. Bye, Adam. Love you.
Bye, Lo. Love you, too. Have a good birthday.
Thank you, babe. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Well, we are not taking chat questions today. But there is a question here from the chat room that I'm going to answer. The answer, Selby, is yes. I feel that you will find your lost item. I do not know where it is, and it's not one of my expertise, but I do delve into it every so often, and I do find that you will find your lost item. Thank you for your chat question. For those of you out there, if you book before 11 p.m. tonight on howpsychic.com, that is H-O-W, as in how are you, psychic.com, for a $15.95 half an hour special, you will receive a full 30 minutes. This is a limited time offer and will expire at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in about 1/2 hour from now. All right. This item can be found under the featured product list on our homepage if you scroll down. All right, everyone. Well, as usual, it's great having people call in here, and our switchboard has been hot, hot, hot today. I'm going to go ahead and see if we have any more callers right now and try and bring you on. All right, we have a caller by area code 510, and I'm bringing you on here. Hello, caller. Please state your name and the area you're calling from. Hello, caller, by area code 501.
Hi, Adam. This is Lisa. I'm still listening.
Oh, hey, Lisa. Sorry. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Well, it looks like we may have gotten to all of our callers. Let me see here. We have a caller by area code 604. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, I was feeling invisible. It's Charlene.
Oh.
Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you. And may I have your name, your area you're calling from, and your question, please?
I'm Charlene, and I'm calling from Vancouver area, British Columbia. And
okay.
I'm calling about a man that I've been seeing for a while, and we've been talking about marriage, so I guess I'm wanting to get a sense of how that feels on commitment with him.
Okay. You have questions as to how faithful he is, correct?
I worry about that sometimes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I actually feel that he's very faithful once committed, okay?
And I don't think or feel that he's really been doing anything extra activities, like, outside of the relationship, to be honest. I feel he has a couple, well, actually just one tie to someone that's from his past, but that hasn't really gone anywhere under the terms that you've been under with him, like, during that time that you've been with him, that hasn't really gone anywhere. And I feel that the marriage is actually a good thing. I feel that you guys are really connected, and I feel that while he has been, well, not necessarily out of communication, but feeling like a little pulled back, that will not be the case for very long. In fact, all of next month, you're going to see him making so much more progress in the way of being that same person you fell in love with.
Oh, thank you. You have no idea. It's been a very twisted, confusing thing, but it feels like a twin flame to me.
I understand.
I've learned so much through
it.
I've learned a lot through it.
Oh,
but yeah. He really, it's, and he's emotionally retarded is my best description, but I am very much in love with him. And there is a person that he'd had a child with while I was seeing him, but that was, there was complications. Anyway, that's a, it's a weird thing, but yes, he is the love of him. He's expressed that. He expressed a lot of love for me, but challenged him and work. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm enjoying listening to your show, and I'm glad I waited. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. And sorry we had you on waiting for so long here. All right.
That's
okay.
It was interesting
one.
To hear you. You too. Happy New Year. The Mayan calendar.
New
if you want to chat
year,
about that, God, I'd be really curious to hear what you have to say about that with the Mayan calendar 2012. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweetie, the Mayan calendar. You know, I feel that when it comes to the what we've supposedly had every time someone thinks that the end of the world is here, it's not really the end of the world. Everybody keeps mistranslating what these periods of time are supposed to be. It's not the end of the world, it's the end of the darkness.
You it see, feels to me like a
each and every time.
Right? Yeah.
Well, hold on. Each and every time we have, like, Nostradamus predicted one day, okay? We got to 2000. Oh, God, it's Y2K. Everything's going to go haywire, you know? And nothing went haywire. Every time we go to these points, you know, people are looking for, like, the big apocalypse here. They're looking for big signs, and they're not looking for what it really is, which is ascension. People's awakening and coming back to spirituality.
Yes.
And that's what's happening in the coming year. That's what's happening at 12 a.m. tonight.
That's what I was going to say. The actual, it's like a stretching of a balloon, right? We're reaching to that point, and ascension's another better word. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's, I look forward to the old guard leaving.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. Happy New Year and happy ascension.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. All right. We have another two callers for tonight. Our next caller is under the area code 951. And we're bringing you on air momentarily here. Just bear with me. I've got to refresh the switchboard. Okay. 951, you are on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Natasha, and I'm calling from California.
Yes, hello, Natasha, and how may I help you today?
Yes, I wanted to see if you can tell me anything about the next gentleman I will be in a long-term relationship with.
Okay. The next person you will be in a long-term relationship with, this actually looks like it's coming up in March for you, okay? instead of January. Unfortunately, everybody else is getting the whole January thing, but March actually seems like it's the right time for this in your life, and it feels like the wait, you're waiting a little bit longer than everybody else, but it's going to be well worth it in the end, okay? I don't want to say any, like, I'm not trying to put out any in the windows or anything like this, but I will say that this person seems to be pretty wealthy, okay? Like, not just financially stable, but, like, wow. Now, we're not talking Bill Gates here, but we are talking someone that, let's say, doesn't have to worry about money for the rest of their lives. This individual is more of a homebody, but does go out from time to time just to be able to have a life, because they do get bored. And it looks to me that this individual owns about 3 to 4 different companies, okay? And these are very well-known and very popular companies. I can't tell you the names. I don't know what they are, but I sense that they are very well known, okay? And I feel that this individual is pretty young to be in the ownership of, like, this many companies, okay? I feel some of his wealth he's inherited, and some of his wealth he has actually earned, okay? And it's about 50-50 on that level. I feel this person's very good looking. His hair is a little bit longer than average, so it goes probably down to, you know, those old style bowl cut looking hairdos. It's a little bit longer than that, and it's kind of shaped like that, but he always keeps it back in a ponytail. Okay. And always pretty well dressed, you know, very professionally. And seems to be a little bit buff, like a little bit toned out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The individual himself loves the sun, loves being outdoors, but not in the woods. Seems to be very spiritually in tune, okay? And yeah, that's about all I can tell you right now. But remember, March is the, well, you know, the really good time for you here.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and you have a happy new year.
You too. All right, everyone, please remember to check out HowPsychic.com. Limited time offer will expire in about 10 minutes from now, or 20 minutes from now, actually. And this is a special running for a half an hour reading for $15.95 on our website over at HowPsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com. Please book it tonight before it expires, or we'll have to wait another few months or another month, however long it takes for us to run this special again. Once more, thank you to everyone for calling in today, and Happy New Year. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 352. Bringing you on.
Hi.
Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Happy New Year. This is Cindy, and I'm in Florida.
Happy New Year, Cindy. And, boy, do I miss Florida. How's the weather?
Today was absolutely gorgeous. It's cooling off a little tonight. We've got a cold snap coming in, but it has been wonderful.
Well, you know, even the cold days out there can still be a little warm. All
I think it's supposed to be down in the 30s on Monday, by Monday.
Oh, my. Wow.
But we were in the high 70s today, so.
All right. Well, how may I help you today? And let me guess, it has a lot to do with love.
Well, yeah, I kind of like that last lady's question, and I really liked her answer. But so cool. I thought, because I was kind of undecided between that and my move, what's holding up the move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't heard back from the people. But you, once you started talking on the relationship, I thought, yeah, what? That was a good way to put that. I wasn't quite sure how to ask the relationship question. But
you know what? I'm only supposed to be doing one question per caller today, but I'm going to go ahead and let you slide. It's the new year, so we're letting people slide a little bit here today. I'll do both. The first one, okay, I'm going to talk about the move, because that was your first inkling today. The move, I feel you've been having problems with people right now because they're all kind of about themselves. You know what I mean? It's like they're just, oh, me. And I keep seeing, like, you've been surrounded by a lot of me people lately. Whether it's you trying to get people to help you move, you know, hiring people to help you move. And I feel that this is going to happen so for you, okay? I feel that this move is going to go very well for you. And I feel that January... hold on one moment. Timeline, gotta grab it here. You know, it's always those timelines that I seem to struggle with trying to get the exact, you know, date, but I'm feeling anywhere between the 6th and the 8th, okay?
Okay.
So, don't know what's happening on the 6th and the 8th, per se, to make that happen for the move, but the January 6th to the 8th.
I've been waiting for an answer on the new property, and there's other people that are, I'm waiting to contact me.
Yeah.
So, I don't have the direct contact on the new property.
And this is why they've all been about me, because they're not contacting you, you see. It's the me syndrome that they're going through that's prevented them from doing it sooner. And I think that there has been quite a bit of red tape around this.
Okay.
Yes. Is there some stipulation with the property?
A friend of mine had a family member who was living there as a caretaker. And they bought their own house. They've been there for a couple of years. And most of the property they didn't use, because they didn't have horses and things, and there's a big barn on it and things like that. And they bought their own house and just closed on it, and they're moving out. But they had not contacted the owner to let him know they were doing so, and they were going to recommend me to move in their position because he didn't want it empty.
Okay.
Take care of it. But then he showed up, I guess the owner showed up and put a little card on their door when they weren't home while they were in the process of cleaning up their new place they just bought.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they hadn't really talked to him physically yet to confirm anything and see if that would be, if I'll be able to move into that property.
Okay. I feel you will. And it's probably around that timeline that you get the answer. So, yeah, I'm surprised it's going to even take that long if it's already been in play for quite some time now. But I feel that, yeah, that's the timeline I see for you. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is the fun part, your love life.
Good.
Okay? Wow. Who is this person that is so nagging? Like, they only call you when it's convenient for them. They only want to have the conversation that's convenient for them or whatever suits them at that given time. And it's someone from your past.
Yes, that's someone that I broke up with because they were cheating on me. And I called it off. They just think they can.
It wasn't just one person.
They want. It's not working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want you to know it wasn't just once and it wasn't just with that one person.
I don't doubt that. They had, they had talked me to giving them another chance and had convinced me they had changed, and I gave it a chance and I found that they had changed, so.
Mm-hmm. I understand here. Well, I'm here to tell you that your karma is clean, honey. You did what you needed to do. You did what was right. I'm also here to tell you that you have a good man. You have someone that's coming into your life here. And this one appears to be February, okay? I don't know why it's those 3 months lately, January, February, March, like, who's going to come up with an April? Who's going to come up with a May? But February, I'm seeing anywhere between the 9th to the 14th. No, not the 14th. Come on, angels, tell me what's going on here. They're all talking to me at the same time, and it's kind of hard to tell.
While they're talking,
what they're telling me.
The name and phone number.
Yeah. And that's a good one. I'd like to pull that out. Phone number actually starts, phone number has a 7 and an 8 in it. That's all I know, 7 and an 8. All right. The 10th of February to the 13th. Okay, so it's over that, like, weekend period. And this is when this person's coming in. Now, he actually, he's in, like, either accounting or financial legal. Like, for some reason, I feel like accounting and legal. Okay? So either one of those two careers, either, like, he's a lawyer or he's an accountant. Okay? Or he could be a lawyer that only deals with financial lawsuits. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it looks like he's either one or the other. Pretty stable. Was married once. That was the only long-term relationship he had. Was pretty hurt and taken back by it because he also got cheated on for basically the entire marriage, which lasted about 21 years. And, no, well, maybe the time period on that's a little off. I'm seeing that very cloudy, so it could have been less than that, but 21 comes up for some reason. And he seems to be introverted, but knows how to be social, okay? So he's not like this homebody. He knows how to socialize. But he's also introverted, like, only the people he really lets into his life, into his heart, are the ones he lets, you know, that part of him, that inside of him come out to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ever seem to hold anything back when he's in a relationship, but when he's, like, just around people, he holds it back. And dark brown to black hair. He's not the best looking guy out there, but he is certainly very handsome. Okay. High cheekbones with medium build to the cheekbones. Not too large, but not small either, like I normally see. And there's a bit of shade around his eyes, like they're kind of sunken in a little bit. Wow, I'm getting some good detail on this one. No unibrow, don't worry about that. But his eyes are a little bit bushy, and he does like to trim them, okay? So he's in touch with his emotions more than most guys, okay? And let's see here. While he's not much, like, in the work career path, he's not too much into the whole working with your hands thing, but he loves working with his hands, you know? You would think it'd be a part of his career, but it's not.
Okay.
Yeah. I see, like,
how
really...
You see how we meet or run into each other?
Okay. That one's a blank to me. Normally I do for most people, but that one's a blank for me.
Ooh.
And if anything, I feel it may come in way of a friend introducing you or an acquaintance.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all I'm seeing for now.
Very cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry?
Thank you. I said that was a wonderful New Year's reading. Thank you very much.
All right, wonderful. Well, Happy New Year's, and you have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy New Year's to you, too.
All right, well, let's see here. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you to everyone, and Happy New Year's to everyone that has called in and listened to our show, and the same to everyone in our chat room tonight. And I see that Sylvie's back online here in the chat room. Your answer was yes, you will find that lost item if you did not hear me earlier. And you're our lucky chat room question of the day, because we're not really supposed to be taking chat questions today. And once more, it is truly an appreciation for all our listeners and callers and tuners today that each and every time you are what helps us grow Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, thank you to everyone. And please, for the next 5 minutes, our special is still running on howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. The special is for $15.95 for a whole half an hour reading. Book it in about 5 minutes or before the end of 5 minutes, and you will be able to receive our special. After 5 minutes, it will be gone. Once more, thank you to everyone. Namaste and good night.